Liberal MP Warren Entsch has been in federal parliament since 1996, excluding 3 years before his re-election in 2010. The party elder from far north Queensland tells me it's time for Malcolm Turnbull to be decisive and to assert his authority as party leader. He joined me earlier from his office at Parliament House in Canberra.
Warren Entsch, during the party room meeting, reporters were being briefed that you were, quote, getting stuck into Tony Abbott. What were you saying to him?
Well, look, I mean, again, it's disappointing that, people feel compelled, and this is just after it was raised in the party room, people feel compelled that they've got a live stream out of the party room. And, you know, this is one of the major problems that we have there. And it was in response. In fact, I wasn't going to say anything. And however, our former leader stood up and quoted the Prime Minister on something in making a criticism. And I thought, well, maybe it's appropriate to start to quote from back in 2015, and so I made the point there, you know, when you're talking about there's not going to be there's not going to be any sniping, there's not going to be any undermining, there's not going to be any wrecking, and this is exactly what's happening at the moment, and I just made the point that I'm of the view that it is really not about policy, because if you've seen what happened with the NEG negotiations, a lot of the movement was done in trying to facilitate the demands of those few, including the former Prime Minister. And was there any thanks for it? No, there wasn't. In matter of fact, what was said, you know, a comment was made, there's no way to run a government, you know, to make absolute commitment on Tuesday and then change it on Friday. I mean, it's disappointing, and I just suggested that if there's any further comments that are required, that they should be done in closed doors, in the office, rather than continuing to do it out in the media. And
Julie Bishop categorised today's events as an overwhelming vote of confidence in the Turnbull Bishop leadership. Was today's vote an indication of support, or did the numbers fall as they did only because the PM caught the party room off guard with this vote?
Look, I'm not going to make a running commentary on that. At the end of the day, the Prime Minister won. I'm really sorry, I have to say, to see Peter Dutton go. I know that in you see him often being criticised by in some sections of the media. He has a difficult job to do. I think he's done it absolutely brilliantly. And the other side that you don't see of Peter is that he's got a great heart. And I consider him to be a very good friend. And I'm just disappointed that it had to come to this. And I'm really disappointed that he's chose to step down from the portfolio. I think he's done an outstanding job.
You've made the point, as many of your colleagues have as well, that Peter Dutton has quite a list of achievements to his credit in immigration, in border protection. He has served on the front bench for 14 years and faithfully under four prime ministers. He's also been, as he pointed out at his press conference, assistant treasurer to Howard and Costello. Would he make a good leader now or into the future?
Decision that was made in the party room today, and that decision is that Malcolm Turnbull will lead us into the next election, and I think that should be the end of it. And I just hope that in future, if there's going to be sniping, go into the room and shut the door and have a discussion. Don't do it as a running commentary. It doesn't do any favours for anybody. And my biggest concern is that at the end of the day, people are going to lose sight of all of the outstanding things that this government has achieved, and we're going to end up with Bill.
How does Malcolm Turnbull recover from here? How does he come back and regain the confidence of the party, let alone the broader community?
I think he just needs to be decisive in his decisions and assert authority. He is the leader, he is the Prime Minister, he needs to acknowledge that and assert authority.
Tony Abbott made the point that he thought Malcolm Turnbull lacked conviction. Isn't it in fact evident from his attitude to climate change, being so quick to dump emission targets from legislation?
Well, I mean, it's the art of doing what is possible. And, I mean, it's easy for Tony to make those criticisms, but a lot of that was to try and accommodate Tony's views. Maybe I think the Prime Minister's, if there is a criticism, he's been too accommodating, and maybe he needs to stand up to some of these and just say, well, no. And quite frankly, I think that this has gone past the point of arguing on policy. This is all about personalities, and I don't think there's anything that Malcolm can do from a policy sense that will ever satisfy the former Prime Minister, and I think that's disappointing.
Peter Dutton did not rule out another challenge to Malcolm Turnbull's leadership. Some people think it might even come this week. Is that what you're expecting?
Try to expect nothing, only hope to goodness that common sense will prevail, and let's settle down and start focusing on delivering government.
Warren Entsch, I appreciate the time you've taken to speak to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. Cheerio.
That was Liberal MP Warren Entsch.